Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Yep, it's here. Hoops time, Indiana style, as the fellows of Coach Tom open the two-game exhibition season tonight in the Hall and McCracken Court against the University of Ottawa's GGs, 31-3 a year ago, and the national runner-up north of the border. You know, on that tour to Canada, the basketball Hoosiers made the summer of 2014, a couple of guys combined for 48 who were back in their starting lineup against the Hoosiers tonight. Many of them, including, well, Coach Tom himself, remember what led to Indiana's lone loss of 6 with some familiar when they played back on that summer day. And as Coach Tom was telling us Monday prior to practice,
they got off to a 20-7 start. We weren't ready to really go on the attack in the last 8 minutes of that game. It wasn't like they took control of it, but we never went back and got control of it. And I think that's going to be a huge, huge thing for this team. Are we going to be able to read the momentum of the game, get momentum, keep momentum, and keep going at it? And one of the biggest things for us is when we get a lead, if we get a lead, can we continue to build on that by getting it inside, by getting to the foul line, by continuing to move the ball? When we play games like this, is there's so many segments of the game, okay, when you go back and look at it, and how did we do in those segments? And closing the game in the last 4 minutes, the last 8 minutes, but certainly getting off to the right kind of start. Starts with transition defense. We've really got to get back and find shooters, and that prepares you for all the good teams that you face. Our post defense, certainly that's going to be a concern because of the newness of our team.
Coach Tom told us he's not worrying about a starting lineup as much as he is managing minutes later tonight. You know what? It's not all that important right now. It's who all plays and starts to contribute for this 2015-16 edition. 7 o'clock tip on the McCracken Court. I'm Joe Smith.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
So there's plenty to cut your teeth on early week. It's Iowa coming in Saturday, 10th ranked, highest ranking in a decade for them. Find no problem with that. Hawkeyes have won them all. Gosh, they're 8-0, 1 of 11 unbeaten, solicited in this week's AP Top 25. The 8-0 mark, something to shoot at for Indiana. Coach Kevin Wilson's Hoosiers on Saturday starting at 3:30 in an attempt to, well, do something that no one else has been able to do this season, and that's beat them. Trying to end a four-game losing streak themselves, first time Iowa's been 8-0 in 7 years, so possibilities there. Off the bye week, plenty of incentive still left for the Hoosiers here with four to play, so here early week, a check of the mental state, the mentality. And as Coach Kevin was telling us on Monday,
for the most part, very impressed with how our group has kind of handled a lot of coming to work days every day, good or bad. I don't think this team's been a team that's been a roller coaster up and down with energy. I didn't think our game performance, thought we were a little stale at Penn State. But other than that, there's not been a lot of visuals of, you know, I didn't like the body language or the effort or the attitude and energy. And again, we did a fair amount of what we use the word developmental. And sometimes developmental, maybe it's Greg Gooch, who's learning how to play bandit, who was playing linebacker. And so it's not just, hey, you're red-shirted guys or guys that aren't playing. It's just, you know, some of the second-team guys need work. So we did a fair amount of that last week. Did some introductory work for the guys that have played a lot, try to take a little bit of hitting off of them. A lot of energy. So, again, like what I saw.
Well, that's a positive sign, and we move forward from here. Last time they were in here, the Hawkeyes, 3 years to this date, as a matter of fact, November 3rd, Hoosiers won 24-21. That's a positive sign. We move forward. I'm Joe Smith.